Welcome to Rock Your Midlife. I'm Dr. Ellen Albertson, the Midlife Whisperer, and I am thrilled that you are here because this is the podcast where we help you get unstuck and find the energy, confidence, and clarity to make your next chapter your best chapter. And we have an incredible guest today. I am going to be talking with the beautiful Alexis. I'll let her pronounce her last name myself because I will butcher it.
You won't. Us Asians, you can do it.
Alexis Asia.
Asianess.
Asianess. Asianess.
Oh.
And today we're going to be talking all about, if you're watching on YouTube, wisdom is beautiful. Yes, we're going to be talking all about how you can actually become more beautiful, more confident, feel better about your looks. And also we're going to be talking a little bit about, actually a lot about going silver, because let's face it, silver is sexy. There are millions of women right now who are saying, I am so done with dyeing my hair. And the amazing thing I find when I talk to women who have decided to embrace their natural color is that they're like, oh my God, I love this. Like, why did I wait so long to do this thing? But before we dive in with Alexis and talk about her amazing company, she's actually created a whole line. I've been using the products. This is Rouser. It's called Silvering. There's this incredible product where you actually put drops of the, what do you call it, Alexis? The
a concentrated toning mix.
Toning mix into
yeah.
your favorite product,
Tonal
which is
control.
Brilliant. So we'll get into that. But I wanted to share a story with you before we sort of dive into all of the joys of going silver. I was talking with a client the other day, and you know, she was saying to me, oh my God, Dr. Ellen, I just look in the mirror and I look so old. And I said to her, I was like, what is wrong with looking old? Like, how did we get to this point where somehow in our 40s, 50s, 60s, we're supposed to look like our 20-year-old self? Like, I don't want to look like my 20-year-old self. Like, I love how I look more this day, today, than any other time in my life. I love how my body looks. I love how my face looks. And I guess part of it is, for me, was really learning self-compassion. What my research showed is that practicing self-compassion actually improves your body image. It reduces body shame, body dissatisfaction, self-worth based on appearance, and improves body appreciation and face as well. Like, I look at myself in the mirror with these soft eyes and I'm like, I love you. And it's not being egotistical. It's about really loving yourself, which is so key to rocking your midlife. So, you know, I was having this conversation and she thought about it for a minute. She's like, yeah, what is wrong with looking older? And I had another conversation with a girlfriend of my stepson, and she was like telling me how all of her friends and sisters are all getting Botox in their 20s. And I'm thinking, what?
Boy.
Why are we spending
boy.
all of this time, money, and energy? And, you know, there are a couple of reasons. I mean, first, we're taught as women that the most important thing about us is our looks. And I'm here to say to you, the most important thing about you isn't your looks, unless you're a supermodel, but let's face it, how many of us are supermodels? I think that's such a relief to realize, you know what? My looks are not the most important thing about me. Yes, look cute. I'm all about like fashion and fun, and I'm wearing the great Wisdom is Beautiful t-shirt from
yes,
Silver,
it is.
Right?
Yeah.
I want to look cute. We want to feel good, but it's not the most important thing. And then this whole issue about younger is better. And the media wants us to feel bad about ourselves, because if we loved ourselves, if we liked our looks, we wouldn't buy all of the things. So today we're going to be talking a lot about how going silver, embracing your natural hair color, can really transform your life. And it really is true. I mean, not only are you going to save time and money, let's face it, like, how much time do you spend on your hair going to the colorist? I was actually talking to another friend of mine at the hair salon. I was just saying goodbye to her in Costa Rica. It's my first show back here in Vermont, you know, and she had that cap on and the ink was, the dye was coming in. And I was just like, I'm so glad I don't have to do this anymore.
Yeah.
So there's the
You're like, I can smell it.
Yeah, smelling it, the financial savings, the reduced exposure to toxic chemicals. I mean, you are putting toxic stuff on your head. And as a breast cancer survivor, I'm like all about whether you're, you know, dealing with trying to prevent cancer or any other diseases, we just don't need more toxicity in our lives. So reducing toxic exposure, healthier hair. This is another thing women realize, and I'm sure Alexis will share more about that in her products and how they really enhance your hair. Your hair is healthier without all of that stuff. Simplified beauty routine. I mean, for me, I just like use the Silvering products and I am good to go. I don't have to worry about that kind of line going down the middle of my head or any of those things. It's super simple. Environmental benefits. I mean, so this stuff is getting dumped into our lakes, our oceans. So it's not good for the environment. And I guess the biggest thing for me is embracing authenticity. Something magical happens to all of the women that I know and I work with and I see on Instagram when they start to embrace not just the hair, but the sense that I can love the way I look. I'm totally fine. If you love coloring your hair and that's your look, I'm not at all. This show is not
A
today
hundred
about
percent,
saying
yeah.
that you've got to color your hair. It's really about saying embrace your 40, 50, 60, or 70-year-old self. There's this pressure
100%.
that yeah, women have, right? To stay looking the way we did when we were 26. And it's like crazy, 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 crazy. So, each of us, it helps you really embrace your authenticity, who you truly are now in, 2024 in this day. And also, I think it's really helping with these cultural shifts. Every single woman who shows up and says, you know what? I'm embracing who I am. I'm not trying to look some way I did decades ago. We're sending a really powerful message that, wisdom is beautiful and that we are here, we're demanding to be seen. And that's a huge cultural shift. So I'm gonna bring Alexis on because I know she's just chomping up the bit to jump in. We've had so many conversations where I've been like, oh my God, let's hit
Like,
her
let me talk.
already.
Let me talk.
Yeah, let me talk. So let me
No.
Alexis Asianus is the founder of
Hey, well
Silvering,
done.
the first North American beauty brand to provide cosmetics and hair care uniquely designed to amplify, I love that, amplify, not hide, the true beauty of naturally silvering hair, leveraging over 30 years of experience in the beauty industry and her experience trying to find products that worked with her own silvering hair. And I love that term, silvering. Let's like go silvering. I love that. Alexis has created a truly innovative and contemporary product line for the modern woman who has embraced her grays. Silvering launched in 2023, and the company's tagline, which I love, wisdom is beautiful. Yes, wisdom is beautiful, speaks volumes about Alexis's mission to change the way all women perceive silvering hair, to see it as a powerful, beautiful, outward expression of growing up. Welcome to Rock Your Midlife, Alexis. So good to have you here.
Thank you, Alan. Really glad to be here. I'm really happy that we can take our kind of offline chats online.
So much wisdom to share. So I guess the first
Oof.
question is, tell me a little bit about your silvering journey and kind of how you came up with this. Like, did it happen in the shower? I can just imagine you like washing your hair and thinking,
What
there's no
the
products
heck?
for me. And wisdom is beautiful. Tell me about the whole your whole evolution and how you came about developing this amazing company.
Well, let me tell you, it all started. Now, it all started when I started silvering myself, and that was back in 2008. And my past, I've been in the beauty space, and I think a lot of most women, live with beauty every day. But my relationship to beauty has been a lot more intimate, we'll say. I was a fashion model in the 90s, and that took me around the world for 10 years. I had like that was a whole different career and life, but that taught me like a little bit of entrepreneurship. Like that was a business that I kind of ran on my own, going from country to country, getting my savings. But more importantly, I got to see how beauty is treated in different cultures. My experience with some of the best hair and makeup artists in the world, and like what were they doing, and like how were they doing it? And what was important. And I'll tell you something, these makeup artists, they're the best ones would find something that makes you and amplify it. They're like, what is it that makes you different from, that beautiful girl sitting next to you? And like, let's focus on that and amplify that. And that was a real that seed was really planted early. And then I came back to Canada. Got a quote unquote real job, and as a industrial designer, and I ended up as a creative director in the beauty space. Found my way back to beauty, this time designing and manufacturing displays and environments for cosmetics brands. And the company I was working with was one of the biggest in the world. We worked with everybody from Chanel to Sephora, to CoverGirl and Almay, like, and everything in between. So as part of that life, I had all the products cross my desk, all the products. So boom, 2008, I'm in the middle of my career. And I stopped dyeing my hair because I was pregnant with my son. And you mentioned, this idea of chemicals and like, it's really not good. And as an older pregnant woman, I was 30, 35, like coming on 36, everything was risky. Like they were, all the doctors like, it's very risky. You have to be very careful. And I was very paranoid. So I stopped dyeing my hair and let my silvers grow free. And I loved it. I loved it. It became a bit of a calling card. It became kind of the, something that I was able to own as part of my own style. And because I was working in the beauty industry, like I really wanted to look chic and put together. And I found that there were no products for me. There wasn't a product line for silver hair. I mean, the only thing that was ever available for women with silvering hair was a prescription of purple shampoo. Here you go. There you go. And everything else will be just fine. You just use everything else. And the reality is, like, we can't use everything else. Our hair, everything shows up on our hair. Brow shades, that was my biggest problem, was trying to find an eyebrow shade that worked with silvers. And then all of the other things that start happening as you get older, with hair thinning and what products can you use, and hair dryness and what products can you use. And there was nothing out there. So I settled, and I know a lot of other women settled, with kind of, okay, this is good enough, or just lots of questions and kind of like, okay, here's another product I'm going to throw into the landfill. And then kind of smash cut to 2020, 2020, 2020, 2020, COVID. Sorry.
COVID, yeah, that's when a
Yeah.
lot of
It's
us,
like,
I think that's when things really took off because all of a sudden the salons were closed and people were not going to reunions, weddings, into work. And it was amazing. And I just sort of, and that's kind of, I think, when I got on Instagram too and just started seeing like all of these silver influencers where women were just doing it. It was kind of like, okay, what did you do during COVID? I grew my hair out.
That's right. And so many people did. And I was like one of these women online. I was watching as the whole world kind of turned silver, and watched as newspaper reports were like, oh my goodness, and some women are keeping it. And I'm like, wait, the reality is, and you know this, that once you let your hair go silver, it's amazing. It feels incredible. So it's no surprise to anybody who has let their hair kind of silver and have got people who have gotten rid of the dye, that it's no surprise that you want to keep it. But it's just like, now what do you do? So I was part of all those Facebook groups, and I was watching, and I was like trying to contribute in my way. It's like, what do I do with my brows? I'm like, okay, well, if you do this and you can find this, and I thought, this is dumb. Somebody should really do something about this. Somebody should just, clarify, what the hair, figure out what products are going to work, and create a line for silvering women. And I thought, well, it should be somebody who's silvering themselves. It should be somebody with contacts in the industry. It should be somebody. And I was like, hold on a second. I can do this. I think I can do this. And maybe it's like, looking back, it's a lot of hubris, but I did have connections. And through my past 30 years in the industry, I made friends with founders and all kinds of people in the beauty industry who I could, tap on the shoulder and say, hey, I've got this idea. How do you think I can go about doing it? And very generous people, a lot of question marks, like, are you sure this is a thing? And I'm just like, it's a thing. I know it's a thing. And that's what I mean. It took some, and I really believe it took somebody who's silvering themselves to see that giant hole in the market and come up with products to fill it. And that's what I did.
Yeah, and they're brilliant. And what I love about it is, I mean, there are a lot of companies now who have jumped on and creating, a shampoo, a conditioner. But what's so different about, well, it's also your brand just feels so good. Like, I just love this, wisdom is beautiful vibe that you have. If you're, again, if you're watching, the products are beautiful. They're very modern, very contemporary. And it also, what's really cool is that you actually have things to kind of help people in the grow out process. Cause like, I mean, I know my grow out process was, I did it twice. So I did it
Did you?
once, and I think I was in Vermont. My hair was curly. It didn't seem like I had the big, I never liked it. I mean, I started coloring my hair, gosh, probably in my 30s. I had a streak in my 20s, a streak, and I sort of, for a while, I kept that streak, and I would dye all the rest. And then I guess I moved to Vermont, and I was just like, not, I've done a lot of work in the media, and I wasn't in front of a camera or anything. And I was like, all right, I just stopped. Like, I guess when I moved here, I didn't find a hairdresser and do that. And then I was doing this brand, and my business partner insisted that I color my hair and be my 40-year-old self. And the whole brand didn't work. It was this whole smasher scale brand. It only imploded. We spent all this money, time. I
Oh
wasn't being
no.
authentic. I was trying to be my 40-year-old self when I had just turned 50. And I so I colored it all. And then I went back, and I haven't looked back, but
It's
I
okay.
think it helps
And a
with
lot
that.
of growth comes with that grow out, doesn't it? A lot
Being
of
looking
things
at
grow.
yourself realizing, yeah, I'm a 40, 50, 60-year-old woman, and I am proud of all of the grays and the wrinkles and everything that's gotten here. But talk a little bit about how these products actually help that grow out process.
Sure. So the product you were holding up, Tonal Control, it's a debrassicator. It's also good for if you have yellowing due to thanks. I feel like could you hold up the product? If you have yellowing due to damage, like heat damage, it's debrassing removes the yellow, neutralizes. But for the grow out, you could use it to neutralize the old dye, because dyes are hypersaturated. They're just hypersaturated, and when your natural color comes through, it's just not that shade. And it just kind of helps to even out, kind of, and calm that difference. Because a lot of the times, the problem with the grow out and that kind of uncomfortable period is because you've got some cool tones and you've got some warm tones, and they're all happening at the same time. So the Tonal Control will be able to cool down those warmer ends. Now, Tonal Control, what it is, they're concentrated toning drops. So instead of reaching for I'll say it, a one size fits all purple shampoo, conditioner, mask, what you have the ability to do is control the intensity of the toning. So you can add as little as one drop to maintain brightness, or as many as three or four or even five drops if you wanted to create an intense toning. And what you do, you just add it to a dose of your regular shampoo or conditioner. You don't have to buy another plastic bottle. Like, that's, again, part of our ethos is definitely around sustainability. So you'll see those hair care products, they're glass bottles. And even though they do have plastic caps, those are all post-consumer recycled resins. We made it like a real conscious effort to be good. Right? Because hair, like everything feels good. We want to amplify that good feeling. And part of that is knowing that the products you're choosing are not crappy for the planet.
But this is
Tonal,
brilliant too, because I mean, how did you come up with this idea instead of buying the purple shampoo, purple conditioner? And like you said, I've got curly hair, so I use, curly hair products that someone can actually add it to whatever products they already love. When did this, I'm just curious, it was the aha moment, like you're in the shower and thinking, why don't I create a product that you can just add to the things you already use instead of having to have, a new conditioner, a new leave-in conditioner, a new shampoo, and just have like one thing does it all.
It's frustration, right? And it's that expectation that here's that prescription of purple shampoo that you're gonna get, and it's just not enough. It's not good enough. And most of the purple shampoos on the market dry your hair out. Or a lot of women experience that sense of having their hair dried up, because again, that one shampoo isn't gonna work for somebody in a dry climate like mine, or a humid climate like Costa Rica. Like, you have the products that you already love that you want to hold on to. So this is, it's just paying attention to women's needs. That's how I came up with it.
Yeah, it's a brilliant idea. So I'm curious, like,
Thanks.
What do you find, and what do you, you know, if someone's listening, and, you know, I love your insight too, because you were a fashion model. So, I mean, your looks were super important.
That was a long time ago. Let's say, let's remember.
But how have you sort of embraced your beauty, and how do you, how can we help other women who are feeling this, oh my gosh, I'm just like really scared of that authenticity of just being that 50, 60, 70 year old woman and looking at myself and going, my gosh, I'm an older woman. Like, how do we start to change that inner dialogue we have with ourselves and in the greater sense,
so much.
Create the cultural change?
There is so much. There's so many women doing this work. Like, and I think aesthetic, like from my end, leaning into that authenticity piece with the silvering hair is very specific. But from my point of view, and it's not gonna be the same for everybody, but again, going back to those days when I was modeling, the act of finding that thing about you that makes you more you is going to drive confidence. Like, what is it about you know, what you look like, but it's not even just about what you look like. What is it about your skills? What is it about your personality? What is it that, you know, and we talk about leading into authenticity. What is it about yourself that you can pay attention to? Because we, you know, after 40, after 50, we stop paying so much attention to trying to be somebody for somebody else. And we're leaning closer towards being somebody for ourselves and finding out what makes you happy, what makes you tick, you know, and finding that thing and amplifying that thing is one piece of the puzzle. It's just that one piece of the puzzle. But we've been so conditioned to first of all judge other women, and conditioned to look at youth as something to aspire to, which is impossible and silly. Because I don't know about you, I mean, I had, you know, a great time in my 20s, but I don't want to go back there. I wouldn't exchange everything that I've learned for that body and skin and, you know, of my 20-year-old self. There's like so much more to being human. And being, yeah, it's just delightful. It's delightful growing up. And I think being able to change even just that little piece of it, and that's what we're doing. Well, we're trying to do with silvering is change the way that all women and girls see silvering hair, to see it as aspirational and chic, because it is, right? But if you don't see it, you can't be it. You can't aspire to it. So part of what we're doing is trying to like put more women out there, trying to frame silvering women as like a real beauty option in the beauty aisles, right? Because it's a validation. If you see products made for women with silvering hair, when you're in your 30s, you know, the average age that women start to silver is 35. When it comes to that point where you're no longer coloring your hair just for fun, but you're chasing your roots, you know, and all the stigma that comes with that, you can see that, like, hey, you know what? I don't have to color my hair. I can go on this journey and be like, that's going to look awesome, and continue, you know, with your regular old life.
Yeah, it is a really valid option. And I see this with women all the time. All of the silver sisters on Instagram, they're all like, you can't get this in a bottle. The highlights, like, my hair has so many different colors. And if you're looking at Instagram, it's like there's so many different colors and shades.
So dynamic.
And the cool thing about silver hair too is, I guess it's actually clear. And so different light, my hair looks different every single day, depending on what kind of light I'm in. I mean, it feels amazing. And there is, I love that whole piece, like, I wouldn't go back to that time. But I'm also here to say that I'm 61 and I feel effing fantastic. I mean, you can see I've got, you know, major muscle mass, my skin's still great. I mean, your diet, your movement, your stress, your sleep, you can still look extraordinarily beautiful. Like I like the way I look more now than I certainly did in my 20s. I was much more self-conscious, didn't know myself, didn't love myself. So I think that's a big key. I love what you said about finding your strengths. So finding that beautiful thing that you like about yourself, or that signature piece that you like to jewelry, or something that you like to wear all the time that stands out for you. You know, it's, a lot of clients like, get some cool glasses, or you're inspiring me to like get a red lipstick. I'm really kind of about
Red
wearing a red lipstick.
lipsticks with silvers. Oh, it's so fun.
Yeah,
Yeah.
and dress the way you
Punchy.
want to dress. I did an amazing True Style journey last year with an incredible stylist named Lisa, and we spent like 6 months like working on our wardrobe. And you have so many amazing women out there who are dressing the way that they want to dress. Like there's a
Clothing.
characteristic. There are no rules. And if you're
No.
curling your hair because you feel like it's this cultural, societal thing that you have to do, then maybe it's time to question that. And I don't know. Do you have any suggestions for other things about the grow up period? Because it wasn't really hard for me, but I can imagine for a lot of women. I see a lot of women who cut it all off, and then I see a lot of women who like let it all grow and go long. Any
Yeah,
thoughts
they're trying to
about,
keep a length.
yeah, wearing a hat for, a year? What do you
It's
do?
totally individual, and some women go the salon route and have their grays augmented, pulled out, and bleached out. And that's whatever's gonna work for you. Like, again, we judge women too much. However you want to go about it, you go about it, and it's okay. And if you don't want to color your hair, that's okay too. But if you are going through your grow out, I think it's hard because you start to face questions, right? And other people will, and I don't know why, but women especially, they're like, "What are you doing to your hair?" Out loud. You're like, "What is, you never comment about other things, but for some reason, if I've, stopped coloring my hair, it's an invitation to comment." And it's like, honestly, it's not. But thank you. So I think for a lot of women, it's facing the whys, and you're forced to kind of reestablish your relationship with beauty, rethinking, why you were doing it in the first place, and kind of changing your perspective on what those cultural norms are and where they came from. I'm very lucky. My mom, she stopped dyeing her hair when she was around 50, and so I had somebody I could see it, so I knew that I could be it, and she was fabulous. She went to work with, it was the 80s, big hair, big shoulder pads, and I was like, geez, when I, so for me, there wasn't really a question. And I think for a lot of women, like, if you don't see it, or if you've been surrounded by parents, and of course a society that tells you this is what you're supposed to be doing, it's a very hard thing to break,
Yeah, I think that what you said earlier, though, too, is just this. And what I find, I have a lot of women come to me and they're just turning 50, and they're just kind of like, I just don't feel like myself. It's like I have been, what I describe it as, you're kind of climbing up this ladder of success based on pleasing other people and living up to cultural norms. And you get to the top of the building and you look around and you go like, wait a minute, I did all the things I was supposed to do, and here I am.
But I
And I'm
think
not
that's
happy. And like, who am I really? And I think that the hair, and I think menopause, we haven't talked about menopause at all.
oh, here we go.
That's a big piece of, I don't feel like me in my body, or my body's really speaking to me. Like you said, we could sort of sail through our 20s and 30s, maybe not taking such good care of ourselves. And all of a sudden we come up with these hormonal changes, which affect everything. Estrogen receptors are all over the body. And so
Oh
all of
my
a sudden it's
gosh.
like,
Yeah,
but you get it,
there's a
you have a
lot.
choice. If you're listening, you have a choice. You can keep doing the same old thing and not feel great and wondering where you are, or you can decide, you know what, I'm going to take my little ladder and I'm going to figure out a new building And you're not quite sure what that building is going to look like. Like, is it going to be a duplex? Is it going to be, a cottage
I
in the
love that
country?
analogy.
But that's,
There's
that's the exciting thing. Like for me, moving to Costa Rica, I like, if you had told me, 2, 3 years ago, like you're going to go live in Costa Rica, I would have been like, what? But the
well,
universe was like, I fell in love with this country. I fell in love with this house. We somehow
yeah.
were able to like swing it financially, and I love it. And
And
that was just the
you
universe.
found your midlife solution,
Yeah, one of them.
right?
But I think that moving there too is just an opportunity to be so me with a new community. And I think I hear this a lot from women. I hear a lot of women who are moving places because it's like, I want a clean slate.
That's a great idea. I think there's midlife crises have been talked about men for a long time, and it shouldn't be surprising because so much focus is put on, our roles as mothers and aunts and around midlife, the working world. A lot of focus has always been put there. So once you kind of pass through that time in your life, there aren't a whole lot of, I mean, it's changing, resources and ideas and focus and like you said, all that advertising spend goes towards the youth. All of that promotion goes towards a different generation and kind of stays in that age range. And it's not a surprise that when you come through that period of your life, that there's a, okay, now what? Now what? And who am I? And what have I done? And okay, so the kids are alive and they're off at school. The you're dealing with, again, an aging generation. Your life changes, and I think that's first of all, we're very lucky that we make it this far, but I think it's just so almost it should be expected, because we've not had a space for a space or resources for women of this age.
But we're changing that. We are creating
Oh,
them right now. If you are listening, you are part of that. And
yes.
the marketers are changing too. I mean, I
They
get a lot
are.
of influencer work. I don't know if I'm model ready, but they're realizing that midlife women want to see other midlife women. We don't want some 20-year-old selling us stuff. We want to see people of our generation. And if you're listening to, buy those products and services and things that are really that get you, that want to support you. And I think that conversation is
That
really
is really
starting to
important.
change. And we have lots and lots of options. Like you don't have to look the way that you did when you were 20. And I think like your product is so beautiful to say that we can be beautiful in our 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s. So I think that is a major, major shift. So
And I think there's also media. You take a look at the movies and the movie stars, and the fact that more women are writing, producing, and directing film and television shows, this is changing perspective. I mean, there's that classic, and this is what we grew up with. Like, how do you look at women? You look at them from the heels to the back of the calves to their butts, right? Like, that's the camera pan. And that's how we've been taught to look at women, right? And so you have to remember, like, every aspect that we grew up with was telling us something very specific. And I think it's wonderful now that we've got so many more women who are showing the world through a different lens, and I think this is just, it can only be great for the next generation of women and girls coming up. We're making it a little bit easier for the next generations, one generation at a time, but it's going to take time.
yeah, we're making huge changes. And I think the generation is the first to sort of look at fertility issues and get that. And now we're really looking at menopause. We have this whole new institute for women. We're actually putting money into research on women's health. We are getting a lot,
Crazy.
seeing some shifts in Hollywood. And so it's great to be part of this movement. So if you are listening, you can be part of this movement too. I want to encourage you to check out Silvering. What's your website, Alexis?
Silveringbeauty.com. All one word.
Silveringbeauty.com. And
Silver,
everything, it
yep.
looks like it is fabrique in Canada. So
Fabriqué en
fabrique
Canada.
on Canada. And beautiful. Just I love the look, the feel. I should get
Thank
in the
you.
smell. Beautiful. And all natural, of course. It's just a
Yep.
beautiful product. I mean, I just find that
Thank
such a
you.
beautiful part of self-care is surrounding
Yes.
yourself with products that feel good. And so if you're really tired of that, getting your hair colored and going through all of that, you do have options. So I hope today's show
Yeah.
has helped you realize that. Any parting words of wisdom, Alexis?
I would say that wisdom is beautiful. Like that is our tagline, but it's also very meaningful. You know, we've earned every one of these silver streaks. It's time to show them off.
Yeah, I love that. So you have earned your silvers, and there's so much support. I'm here to support you if you are struggling at midlife. And I have to say, I think I don't know a woman who hasn't struggled with something at midlife. Do reach out. It's themidlifewhisper.com. That's themidlifewhisper.com. I'm always happy just to have a heart-to-heart conversation to coach you through what you're going through. I would love to help you, whether you are struggling with your health, your happiness, your relationship with yourself, or feeling like, okay, I'm ready to go silver, but I don't have the moxie to make it happen. Do reach out and do check out Alexis's products, Silvering Beauty. Amazing stuff. And actually, should mention too, you can join us. We are actually both going to be at a Tangled Silver retreat in September. I'll put the information in the show notes if you want to, jump on that. It's going to be fun. It's going to be like 100, 150 silver sisters all hanging out. I think we're going to go like hiking, paddleboarding. There's
That's
going to
good.
be all kinds of things. I know Robin, who is head of Tangled Silver Magazine, is cooking up all kinds of good stuff. So do join the fun wherever you are at with your hair journey. And Alexis, thank you so much for joining. This has been a total delight.
Pleasure. Thanks for having me.
All right. Thanks again, everyone. I'm Dr. Ellen, the Midlife Whisperer. We'll catch you soon.